every scrap of paper along the street, theater throwaways, announcements of dances and lodge meetings, the heavy wax paper that loaves of bread had been wrapped in, the thinner wax paper that had enclosed sandwiches, old envelopes, newspapers. Fingering its way along the curve, the wind set the bits of paper to dancing high in the air, so that a barrage of paper swirled into the faces of the people on the street. It even took the time to rush into doorways and areaways and find chicken bones and pork chop bones and push them along the curb. It did everything it could to discourage the people walking along the street. It found all the dirt and dust and grime on the sidewalk and lifted it up so that the dirt got into their noses, making it difficult to breathe. The dust got into their eyes and blinded them, and the grit stung their skins. It wrapped the newspaper around their feet, entangling them until the people cursed deep in their throats, stamped their feet, kicked at the paper. The wind blew it back again and again until they were forced to stoop and dislodge the paper with their hands. And then the wind grabbed their hats, pried their scarves from around their necks, stuck its finger inside their coat collars, blew their coats away from their bodies. The wind lifted Ludie Johnson's hair away from the back of her.